is me.
Well, now, in Dahlonega, we would say people sit on the haunches.
Mm-hmm. The people in Dahlonega?
Do they still?
The last time we were in Dahlonega was about 10 years ago, and everybody was sitting around the courthouse like
this. Is that right? And so that would be sitting on
That's what I'd call sitting on your haunches.
Okay. And a person is in, has been sick and is very, very white, so the person looks...
Pale.
All right, or another expression.
Pallid.
How about puny or peaked?
Yes.
Which one of those?
I'd say peaked.
Okay. And if a person's able to lift a great amount of weight, say he's really...
Strong.
Okay. What does stout mean?
Heavy physically.
Okay. It doesn't have anything to do with strength.
Yes, I think it could.
Okay. In what respect?
You could say he had a stout arm.
Okay. And if a person's very easy to get along with, you'd say he's very...
Well, all I can think of is easy to get along with.
Okay. Well, something like pleasant or good-natured.
Uh-huh.
Or,
any of those? Yes. I think maybe you'd say good-natured.
Okay. If you say someone is common, what does that mean?
Well, crude. You could... All universal, I think it could be either one of those.
Okay. If a person is, perhaps a teenager, is always stumbling over things and knocking things over, you'd say he's awfully...
Awkward.
All right. And a name, something, a word you might apply to someone who's always doing the wrong thing.
Physically, or...
No, just never making the right decision and always seeming to be wrong about everything he does.
All I can think of is clumsy, but I was thinking of...
Yeah, that would be more of awkward.
Physical.
I think someone, a word, something like a, you know, a lummox or an idiot or a goof or a fool or something like that. Any one of those sound...
Well, I think a goof.
Okay, that's good. And a woman who's rather old but still gets around a lot, you say she's really quite...
Spry?
Okay. Now, would you use the term spry for a young person?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, what would you use for a young person who gets around, let's say, she's really...
Active.
Okay. If a person, something bothers you a little bit, you know, you say, I'm a little what about that? I'm a little...
Uneasy.
Okay. A person has fear or something, so I'm of that. I'm
afraid of that.
Yeah. And speaking of someone in the past, you say, she isn't afraid now, but she what to be afraid of the dark.
Used to be.
All right, and then to contradict a person who said that, you'd say, no, she didn't.
Didn't used to be.
Okay, and the opposite of careful is?
Careless.
All right, and another word for peculiar.
Unusual.
Another
word. Odd.
Uh-huh. How about a word starting with Q?
With Q. Quaint.
Another one.
Peculiar.
Uh-huh.